الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, once again we are back with another episode from our series Alhamdulillah. In this series of ours, we are going through various signs of the Day of Judgment. And today, we're not only going to talk about one sign of the Day of Judgment, rather, we're going to mention many astonishing signs of the hour. Now, the signs that we have discussed in the previous episodes, some have occurred, some are currently taking place, and some will occur in the future. Now, reviewers, there are certain signs about which speculations are being made, whether they have occurred or not, or they are still to occur. Now, one sign of the hour that has been mentioned in the hadith is the scarcity of males and the abundance of females. Now, if you go back 80 years, 100 years, and you observe the research, the surveys carried out in that time, in most of the reports you'll find that the number of men and women were stated as equal, meaning 50-50, 50% each. But if you look at the present era, you will see the difference between the number of men and women, which did not exist previously. It did not exist before. The number of males is decreasing and the number of women is increasing. Now, it is mentioned in the hadith, the companion of the Prophet alayhi salam, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, states, I heard the Holy Prophet alayhi salam say that it is from the signs of Judgment Day that knowledge will be erased, ignorance will increase, adultery and drinking, meaning drinking wine and alcohol, will increase, males will be less and females will be in abundance, until there will be one man in charge of 50 women. Yes, such a time will occur before Judgment Day. Now just think about that time, just ponder. One man will be responsible for taking care of 50 women. This shows the scarcity of men at that time and the abundance of women in that particular era. Now, what has been stated in the hadith is that one man will be in charge of 50 women. Now, this does not mean in no way that one man will have 50 wives, because this is unlawful in Sharia. Islam only allows 4 wives for a man. Now, one of the meanings of this is that the family will consist of many women, mother, daughters, sisters, other women of the family. They will number 50 altogether, and one man will take care of all of them. Now, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He saves us from all of the tribulations of the end of times. Now, dear viewers, apart from this, one more thing we should note. Nowadays, we are observing a lot of scientific inventions, and this saves a human a lot of time. In the present era, we can see many examples. Now, in the past, something simple as cooking food would take ages. First, the stove had to be heated, firewood had to be kindled. If a person wanted to make a single cup of tea, it would take maybe an hour. But in today's day and age, we just turn on the cooker, the stove, and it starts burning. The tea is ready in a short space of time. And now we even have microwaves. Food's ready in a few minutes. We just put it in and that's it. Now, time is being saved. Now, if we talk about safar, traveling in the past, it used to be on foot, on horses, camels, but today we have high-speed vehicles, supersonic aircrafts. So much so that in about 3 hours, a person reaches from one continent to another. In 5 to 7 days, a person can travel around the whole world, the entire world. He can have breakfast in one country, eat lunch in another country, and have his dinner in a third country. Now, the traveling has become very quick now. Now, just think for a moment, these developments have saved our time, haven't they? But in spite of all of this, we complain that we don't have time. There is no free time. Now, where's that time gone? All of these modern inventions, they saved our time, but where has time gone? And there's only one answer to this, that blessings have been removed from our time. And this lack of blessings in time is a sign of Judgment Day as well. Yes, from the signs of the hour, this is also a sign that no blessing in time will be left. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu is the Rabi, the narrator again. He says that the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, Judgment Day will not occur until time begins to pass speedily, swiftly. And 1 year will feel like a month will feel like a week will feel like a day, and 1 day will pass like a moment, and 1 moment will be like kindling a fire. Now try to understand the meaning of this, dear viewers. Time will pass so quickly, and there'll be no blessings left in time. Man will not be able to even do one thing and the day will finish. Now, when people are afflicted with sufferings and calamities to a great extent, they don't realize the passing of time. And we might have experienced this as well. At the time of a calamity, it feels like time is dragging, time is taking too long to pass. Now, the meaning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying is that there'll be a lot of luxury. People will be in luxury, and normally when we're in luxury, time passes quickly. It's not realized when time passes. Now, all of the viewers who are listening to me, we should think 20 years ago, an incident that occurred, it seems like it only happened yesterday. Something that happened 4 years ago seems like it occurred yesterday. So many years have passed. Now, if someone tells us about our childhood, it seems as if, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, a few years ago. But a lot of time has passed since then. The scholars, rahimahumullah, say that the sign of Judgment Day, meaning the lack of blessings in time, is occurring right now. That time is passing swiftly, and in a year we cannot do as much work as we used to do in 6 months in the past even. And people's convenience and comfort is before you. Meaning the lifestyles that people have adopted, the comfort that they are in. Look at the smallest company. Or you can even look at the biggest company. They have one passion and target, that they want to provide comfort to their customers in any way, because they know the customers want only comfort. Now today there are many nations who used to live poor lives in the past. Now I'm mentioning another sign now. And they didn't have much luxuries. They didn't have the things that we have. They didn't have these fine clothes or decent shoes to wear. And they lived very hard lives. But now the circumstances have changed completely. You know, it's almost the opposite. And it's been stated in the hadith, and this has been declared a sign of Judgment Day, that Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is from the signs of Judgment Day that you will see people who are unclothed, barefoot, and they are shepherds of sheep. They are boastful in their palaces. In another place, the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, inferior people who neither had garments for their bodies, no shoes on their feet, they will, you know, be proud in huge palaces. It means that such a change will occur in the world that inferior people will become honorable and the honorable will become inferior. And this is observed today. Today, ilm, knowledge, and ulama, scholars, are not valued. Only money is valued. Knowledge and scholars are valued only when one himself has knowledge. Then he can value a scholar. How can an ignorant person honor knowledge? That is why the honor of the value of knowledge rather is constantly decreasing. Those who have knowledge are continually being lifted, because one of the signs of Judgment Day is this, that at the end of times knowledge will be erased. We have discussed this before in a previous episode. Remember that the people who do not value knowledge and do not give knowledge its status lose their own status one day. In this regard, let me tell you an incident. Once Khalifa Harun al-Rashid went to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara and he received news that Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala had a book of hadith named Muwatta, which he would read to the people. So he sent his minister to Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala and saying, say my salam to him and ask him to come to me with that book of hadith and read it to me. When the minister reached the court of Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala and conveyed the message of the Khalifa, Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said, go, give my salam to the Khalifa and inform him that one has to go to knowledge. Knowledge itself does not go to anyone. And one has to obtain and acquire knowledge. It is not attained itself. That messenger came to Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, and when he related this, Qadi Abu Yusuf was also sitting in his court at that time. He said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, the people of Iraq may come to know that you instructed Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, but he disobeyed you. So you have to treat him harshly in this manner. You have to treat him harshly. The conversation was ongoing when Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu anhu arrived. He said salam and he sat down. Khalifa Harun al-Rashid asked, O Ibn Amir, I sent you a message and you refused. He radiallahu anhu replied, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, it is narrated by Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, who used to write revelation, wahi, in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam. He says, I wrote this blessed verse, meaning the Muslims who stay back from fighting are not equal to the Muslims who fight. At that time, Sayyidina Ibn Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu was present in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam. He said, Your Honor, I am a blind and disabled person, and you know that Allah Almighty has stated great excellences of fighting in his path. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I do not know based on assumption what the disabled person should do. Sayyidina Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala says, My pen had not dried after writing. I was still writing when the Holy Prophet alayhi salam's blessed thigh began to seem heavy to me because of the burden of revelation. Meaning I realized that revelation is being sent to the Holy Prophet alayhi salam. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recovered, he said, O Zayd, write now. غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ Meaning, write this. غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ So the verse became, لَا يَسْتَوِي الْقَاعِدُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ وَالْمُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ Meaning, the Muslims who stay back from fighting without a proper excuse, a valid reason, are not equal to the Muslims who fight in the path of Allah with their wealth and lives. This means that there is exemption and dispensation for those who have a valid reason. And this Sahabi was blind. So Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and other angels endured a journey of 5,000 years for a few words, meaning in this particular contents, a few words were added to the revelation, isn't it necessary for me to protect its honor and awe? And Allah Almighty has granted you a high rank and blessed you with the post of Khilafah, Caliphate. Hence you must not become the first to lower the status of knowledge. Otherwise, Allah Almighty will decrease your importance and status. The narrator states that Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, he got up and along with Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, headed towards his house. Meaning, even though Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala an, had arrived in his court, but Khalifa Harun al-Rashid headed towards his house to learn sacred knowledge so that he could listen to the Muatta from him. Now, Imam Malik made the Khalifa sit on the seat with him. When the Khalifa intended to study Muwatta, he said, read it to me. And Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said, O Khalifa of the Muslims, I have never read it to anyone till today. Now Harun al-Rashid said, if the people go out, the people present there, I will read it to you. He radiallahu anhu said, when knowledge is withheld from the common people because of the elite, Allah Almighty will not benefit the elite from it either. Then he radiallahu ta'ala said to him, read it to Ibn Isa. When the Khalifa started reading, Ibn Isa radiallahu anhu said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have observed the scholars of my country that they like to display humility for knowledge. After hearing this, Harun al-Rashid came down from the seat and sat before him radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now how great with the khulafa of the past, subhanAllah. How truthful were the scholars in their speech. They did not hesitate to speak the truth. You've seen that Imam Malik radiallahu anhu said to Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, Allah Almighty has granted you a high rank and blessed you with the post of caliphate, meaning you're a khalifa. Hence you should not become the first to lower the status of knowledge. Otherwise, Allah Almighty will decrease your importance and status. Now just ponder, is the reason for the lack of valuing knowledge in our hearts, is this because of our unawareness of knowledge? Is it because we are no longer eager to attain knowledge? If the answer is yes, then we should hurry up and we should attain sacred knowledge because it has great excellences as well. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an narrates, for me, learning a matter of knowledge is more beloved than worshipping the entire night. SubhanAllah. He further says, the one who says that remaining in search of knowledge is not striving in the way of Allah, his opinion and wisdom are imperfect. And if you have grown old, even then, do not feel shy. Because Sayyidina Qabisa ibn Mukhariq radiallahu ta'ala states, I went to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam And the Prophet ﷺ said to me, O Qabisa, what made you come here? I replied, I have grown old and my bones have turned soft. I have come to your court so that you can teach me such a thing which will be beneficial for me. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, O Qabisa, whatever stone or tree you passed by sought forgiveness for you. What this means is that since he had come only to attain knowledge, therefore the stones and trees were seeking forgiveness for him. Now, even if a person is elderly, even if he's grown old, he should attain Islamic knowledge. He should seek Islamic knowledge, knowledge of the Holy Quran, Hadith, Fard Ulum, obligatory branches of knowledge, inshallah. But today, alas, people are away from Islamic knowledge. And the fondness, the eagerness of seeking Islamic knowledge is continually decreasing. Now, this sign of Judgment Day, sign of the hour, is occurring. People are observing that the scholars, pious people, the knowledgeable and religious Muslims are victims of poverty and destitution, and they're observed as being in trouble in this world. And then we see, on the other hand, thieves, robbers, scoundrels and rascals for many generations are enjoying apparently luxurious lives. Now, this was today's episode in which we mentioned different signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Join us, inshallah, for the next episode where we will bring another sign of the hour. Until then, may Allah protect all of us. Keep us in your prayers, inshallah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.